الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من غدا إلى المسجد لا يريد إلا أن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه كان له كأجر حاج تاما حجته، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we have mentioned previously, we are passing through that period of the Islamic calendar which علماء الكرام refer to as أيام الحج, the days of Hajj. The reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, we cannot possibly even imagine what a demonstration of Allah's limitless mercy, compassion, this amal of Hajj constitutes. The hadith, I mentioned it previously, it's worth mentioning again, wherein Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enunciated before us what we call the manasik, the various rites of Hajj, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to the one who will carry these out correctly. The famous hadith where Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in Masjid al-Khayf in Mina, and he was approached by two sahaba, one Ansari and one from the Banu Thaqif clan. They said that we have some questions. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them the option: if you want, I'll listen to your questions and then respond. Or if you want, Allah Ta'ala has sent Jibreel and he has informed me what your questions are. I will tell you what you came to ask me about. They said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us. Briefly, he said that you have come to ask me about the manasik of Hajj. So they said, by the oath of that being who sent you as his Nabi, definitely this is what we came to ask you. So he said, فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ مِن بَيْتِكَ تَأُمُّ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ فَلَا تَضَعُ نَاقَتُكَ خُفًّا وَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَّا كُتِبَتْ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنًا وَحُطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِئَةً. When the Haji leaves his home, every step he or his animal takes, one sin is wiped away, one good deed is written down, and one rank in akhirat is raised. وَأَمَّا طَوَافُكَ كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِن بَنِي إِسْمَاعِيلَ. Thereafter, he arrives at the Ka'batullah. He makes what we call Tawaful Qudum, the Tawaf which the Haji makes on his arrival. And thereafter, wa amma rak'ataka ba'da Tawaf. He makes two rakats, wajib salah after the Tawaf. Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward as if he freed a slave. What does it mean to free a slave? Every limb of the body of that slave becomes fidya and ransom for your limb from Jahannam. His head for your head, his hand for your hand. So his body for your body. In other words, emancipation from Jahannam. And not just any slave. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَعِتْقِ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن بَنِي إِسْمَعِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. A slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. In other words, an Arab slave. وَأَمَّا طَوَافُكَ بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَى كَعِتْقِ سَبْعِينَ رَقَبَةٍ. Thereafter he proceeds for Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah will give him the reward of freeing 70 slaves. وَأَمَّا وُقُوفُكَ عَشِيَةَ عَرَفَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَهْبِطُ إِلَى سَمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابِي فلو كان ذنوبكم كعدد الرمل أو كقطر المطر أو كزبد البحر لغفرتها لكم أفيضوا مغفورا لكم ولمن شفعتم له. The Hujjaj gather on the plains of Arafah. Allah Ta'ala descends, a descension in keeping with His greatness. Allah looks down at the gathering of Arafah, addresses His angels, look at my slaves, they have come to me from deep and distant ravines of the earth. Their hair is disheveled, their body is full of dust. Allah addresses the gathering of Arafah. If your sins be as many as the grains of sand on the earth, or as many as the foam of the waves of the oceans of the earth, or as many as the number of leaves on the surface of the earth, I have forgiven all your sins. Return now in such a condition, not only are you forgiven, those on whose behalf you will intercede, they also are forgiven. وَأَمَّا رَمْيُكَ الْجِمَارِ فَلَكَ بِكُلِّ حَصَاتٍ رَمَيْتَهَا تَكْفِيرُ كَبِيرَةٍ مِّنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. Thereafter, what we call the pelting of the jamarat, the seven pelting on the first day, that is the 10th of Zulhijjah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for each stone that you will pelt, Allah will forgive such a sin which was going to lead to your destruction, was going to lead to your jahannam. Seven such sins are forgiven. وَأَمَّا خِلَاقُكَ شَعْرَكَ وَأَمَّا نَحْرُكَ فَمَذْخُورٌ لَكَ عِنَّ رَبِّكَ. Thereafter the qurbani animal that is slaughtered, Allah Ta'ala has kept that return a special, مَذْخُورٌ لَكَ عِنَّ رَبِّكَ, a special ذَخِيرَة, treasure which has been kept for you, which you will see in the akhirat. وَأَمَّا خِلَاقُكَ شَعْرَكَ فَلَكَ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ وَيُمْحَى عَنْكَ بِكَ خَطِيئَةٍ. Thereafter you will go to shave the head. Every strand of hair, Allah will give you one reward. Allah will wipe away one sin. Thereafter the haji proceeds for the tawaf of hajj, that is tawaf ziyara. What happens there? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La dhanba lak fa innaka tatuf wa la dhanba lak." You are making tawaf, but now you are already sinless. Ya'ti malakun hatta yada'a yadahu bayna katifay. An angel of Allah will come down, will place his hand between your shoulder blades on the back, and this angel of Allah will address the one who is going to make tawaf ziyara. I'mal fima mada, I'mal fima tastaqbil faqad ghafara laka ma mada. Whatever actions you do now, you are doing for the future. All your sins of the past are forgiven. Like that, many, many ahadith open up before us the extreme clemency, mercy, compassion, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opportunity that this carrying out of hajj or umrah poses for the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Human beings by nature are competitive. Allah ta'ala has placed this jazba and zeal within us. We see someone else achieving something, we also want to achieve it. In fact, we want to supersede. We want to go ahead. This is something that is natural, provided it is directed in the correct direction. Quran in various places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the spirit of competition. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages the spirit of competition. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, in this, in my jannat, in achieving my jannat, compete with one another. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. In goodness, in khair, outdo one another. The problem, my respected brothers, is when it comes to us, such is the magnetic pull, the jazibiyat of dunya, such is the effort of dunya that we are making, that we can't see the next person outdoing us in dunya. If he is making better salah than us, giving more time in the path of Allah than us, doing more neki, more sadaqah, more charity than us, we don't have a problem with that. Let his business prosper better than my business, then we have a problem. We have turned this competitive spirit upside down. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَافِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَنَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He used to say, if your neighbor is competing with you all the time in dunya, he doesn't want to let you get ahead, you import a new line, he starts importing the same line. You introduce something new in the market, he wants to do the same thing. In dunya, he keeps competing with you. Hasan Basri rahimahullah says, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Nafisu fil akhirah. You outdo him in akhirat. La khasada illa fi ithnatain. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, jealousy is haram. Except, they ulama give the interpretation, not real jealousy, envy is meant. Envy except when somebody is going ahead of you in neki, in good deeds. We find the spirit of competition was rife. Rife amongst the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But rife in what? In neki, in good deeds, in searching for akhirat. The spirit, the incident of Tabuk, time is too limited. Very, very famous. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, all the time I used to compete with Abu Bakr. Here Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spend your wealth in the path of Allah. I saw an opportunity, I had more money than Abu Bakr at that time. I thought this is the one chance I'll outdo him. I'm not going into the incident, we know the incident. The point, the sabak, the lesson. Sahaba used to compete, we also compete. We are competing in dunya, their competition was akhirat. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, again, Allah uses the word sabiq, which comes from sabaka, which means outdo, go ahead, beat the next person. Sabiqu, Allah says, outdo one another, race with one another. But towards what? Ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannah. Race with one another, outdo one another. Quran is encouraging this spirit of competition. Ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. In acquiring the maghfirat of Allah. Wa jannah. Outdo one another, beat one another, race with one another. Ila jannah. Towards jannat. Arduha samawatu wal ard. The breadth of which is equivalent to the distance between the heavens and the earth. Uiddat lil muttaqeen. Allah says we have prepared this for the people of taqwa. Today you pick up a newspaper. They block the entire entry. There's marches taking place. There's riots taking place. People are protesting. What are they protesting? If you sift through everything, what is it? The protest is about dunya. Others have got opportunities that we don't have. Foreigners are taking our jobs. Example, if you use a South African context. People are worried about this disparity, this so-called injustice. This distribution of dunya has overtaken our hearts to the point that our lives are revolving around it. People are prepared to give their lives for this. Like that, turn the clock back. A similar protest took place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protest, I'm just using this word cautiously for us to understand. A group of people, Qatada radiallahu anhu narrates, a group of people, qadimanas min fuqara il mu'minin, from the poor people of Medina, they formed a delegation. A delegation was formed from the poor people of Medina. They, again, I'm using the term crudely, they marched to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhahaba ahlud, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was their protest? What was their argument? What was the issue that was troubling them? Literal translation, Dhahaba ahlud duthur, Ya Rasulullah, the rich ones amongst us are gone ahead. Now turn the clock front 14 centuries. A delegation of the poor form a protest. They go to the government, they stand in front of Parliament House. The rich ones are gone ahead in what? What would the argument be? What would the protest be? Sahaba, completely different. The annals of history fail to produce an example like this. What is their protest? Ya Rasulullah, they have better homes, they have more wealth, they have better opportunities, they have better luxuries and comforts of the world. No! Dhahaba ahlud duthuri bi ujur. Ya Rasulullah, the rich ones amongst us are gone ahead in earning akhirat. Yatasaddaquna wala natasaddaq. Because of their wealth, they are able to make sadaqah and charity. We are not able to. We can't even make ends meet. Ya Rasulullah, they are making hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah, freeing slaves upon freeing slaves. Yu'tiquna wala nu'tiq. Yatasaddaquna wala natasaddaq. Ya Rasulullah, because of their wealth, those amal of akhirat which require wealth, they have a greater opportunity than us. They didn't complain about any lack of amenities in this world. Their concern was not the dunya, their concern was the akhirat. And this Quran says, Allah commands you, outdo one another in earning akhirat. They heard the reward of Hajj. The women came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulullah, they heard the reward of jihad. They heard the reward of jihad, what Allah will give for jihad. So the women came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Men are going for jihad. Ya Rasulullah, we are being deprived. They are getting ahead of us in akhirat. So what did my Nabi say? Jihadu kunna al-hajj wal-umrah. Your jihad, the jihad of the women of my ummah, is Hajj and Umrah. Make Hajj and Umrah and Allah will give you the reward of jihad. One youngster comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, inni uridul jihad wala aqdiru alayhi. I want to make jihad. Why Sahaba heard the reward of jihad? They heard the reward of jihad. I'm not going into the details. Time is too limited. But he says, Inni uridul jihad wala aqdiru alayhi. I don't have the ability to make jihad. Whatever it was, whatever his obstacle was, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm not able to make jihad. I heard the reward. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such is the mercy, compassion, kindness of Allah. Such are the opportunities presented to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has opened up the maidan. Allah has opened up the field. Al-khayru kathir. The opportunities of khayr, goodness, reward are many. So what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to this youngster? Abaqiya min walidayka ahad. Okay, you want to make jihad, you don't have the ability. You heard the reward, you want to get the same reward. So let me ask you a question. Are any of your parents alive? Do you have any old parents alive in your home? He says, Ummi, Ya Rasulullah, my mother is alive. I have a mother at home. Allahu Akbar. What does my Nabi say? Fa'abilillaha ta'ala fi birriha. This expression in Arabic, obviously there isn't an English equivalent, but understand it like this. Abilillaha ta'ala fi birriha min apne aapko. Finish yourself. Finish yourself. In what? In the service of your mother. Tire yourself in the service of your mother. Another riwayat, I'm digressing. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the Sahaba, mafhum of the hadith, one penny, one dirham, one dinar, you will spend in the path of Allah, Allah will multiply it 700,000 times. 700,000 times is the reward of what you will spend in the path of Allah. And then my Nabi says to Sahaba, should I not show you something? Should I not show you a spending? Ibn al-Jawzi rahimullah mentions this riwayat in his Kitab al-Birri was-Sila. Should I not show you a spending which will earn you more reward than what you will spend in the path of Allah? More than 700,000 times. Sahaba said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? They said, then my Nabi said, mafhum of the hadith, he said, if Allah allows your parents to flower into old age in your home, you've got elderly parents, this is not now an opportunity to send them to an old age home. This is not now an opportunity to feel it is a burden for you to spend upon them. No! What does my Nabi say? Parents reached old age in your home, Allahu Akbar, he said the money that you will spend on them will get you more reward than what you spend in the path of Allah. More than 700,000, Allah will multiply the reward of what you will spend upon your elderly parents. He says to this youngster, are your parents alive? He says, my mother. He says, finish yourself in the service of your mother. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ If you do this, فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise you as a man who made many, many umrah, many, many hajj, and Allah will raise you as a mujahid fi sabilillah if you will tire yourself in the service of your mother. That kind of opportunity. So this delegation comes. ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِأُجُورِ. Ya Rasulullah, the rich sahaba are going ahead. They have better opportunities in earning akhirat. In earning akhirat, not in dunya. Sahaba didn't have a problem with dunya. Their problem was akhirat. So show us, what must we do? They are going ahead of us. They were worried. They are going ahead of us. What must we do? Allahu Akbar. This is that personality. Look at his intelligence. Allahu Akbar. Wahab bin Munabbih, rahimahullah, says, إن الله تعالى لم يعطي جميع الدنيا من بعد من بدء لم يعطي جميع الناس من بدء الدنيا إلى انقضائها من العقل في جنب عقله إلا كحبة رمل بين رمال الدنيا. He said, if the combined عقول and intelligence of every human being from Adam عليه السلام to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, the عقل and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That kind of aql, that kind of intelligence. Oh, huwa alladhi wa anzalallahu alayka alkitaba wal hikmata wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam ma kunta tadri mal kitab wal al-iman walakin ja'alnahu nuran nahdi bihi man nasha'u min ibadina فَأَمَّا وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. All these verses I recited, Allah mentions in the Quran one special ihsan upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What ihsan? The ihsan of the uloom. We opened up the door of intelligence and knowledge upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one verse. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Allah says, we gave him so much knowledge. How much? Quran uses the word ma. In other words, imagine as much as you want. We gave him even more than that. You can't even imagine, quantify the knowledge that we gave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aql, intelligence. Aqalun nas. No one more intelligent than him in the entire humanity. Why am I mentioning this? They came with a complex problem. He could have done like what we do today. What is our idea of intelligence? Anybody comes with any issue, hit them with bombastic language. Confuse them. And the more the person confuses you, the more bigger terms he uses, the more verbose language he uses. Wow, what a speaker. Look at him, his intelligence, he's an academic. That is not academia, that is foolishness. To confuse your audience, to present them with examples that are way beyond their comprehension is stupidity. That's not intelligence. One friend of mine, I'm digressing, he passed away now, he always says, one day when I was in school, my teacher told me present a composition. So I found a thesaurus and I looked for all the bombastic terms, similar terms in English, and I presented my composition. When my teacher saw this, he said, in promulgating your esoteric cogitation, or shall I say, psychological observation, I find that you excel in the usage of empty tintinnabulations, and this behoves me to bash you on your proboscis. He says, from that day I made tawbah. I gave it up. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have confused them. These were farmers, agriculturists. They lived their whole lives on a field. They never went to school or university. Rich people are getting ahead of us. Look at the disparity. Look at the injustice, Ya Rasulullah. What can we earn? What can we do now? We are poor. They are rich. They are earning akhirat. He could have given them such a complex answer. But what does my Nabi do? Allahu Akbar. That knowledge, that intelligence, humanity cannot imagine it. Yet he brings himself right down to their level. Look at this example. He says, Ara'ayt law anna mala ad-dunya وَهُذِيَ بَعْضُهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ أَكَانَ بَالِغَنَ السَّمَىٰ. He said, oh my Sahaba, tell me. He's talking to the poor farmers. He says, if all the wealth of the world has to be piled up one above the other, one above the other, one above the other, would this pile reach the heavens? Sahaba said, لَا يَا رَسُولَّ. All the wealth of the world combined won't reach right up till the heavens. So he said, أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ. Should I not show you something? أَصْلُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَرْعُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. The branch of it is on this earth. The roots of it are on the earth. The branch of it has reached the heavens. In other words, what I'm going to show you is more valuable than all the combined wealth of the world piled up one amongst the other, one above the other. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? Root on the earth, branches right up till the heavens? He's using an agricultural example to farmers, simple people. Look at the example he uses. Should I not show you something? You plant it here, the branch will reach right up till the heavens. All the wealth of the world can't reach it. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what is this? He said, Antaqulu dubura kulli salatim mafrooda, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, ashra marrat, fa inna aslahunna fil ard wa farahunna fis sama. He said, after every Farsala, After every Fard Salah, say 10 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. The root of this is in the earth, the branch is in the heavens. In other words, you will get more reward than spending the combined wealth of the entire world in the path of Allah. If you will do this after every Salah. Another riwayat, he said, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. How many times a day? 6 times a day. After every Fard Salah, 5 times, and before you sleep, the 6th time, what we call Tasbih Fatimi. What will Allah give you? Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi say? Tudrikuna bihi man sabakakum. Wattastaqbiluna bihi. He said, those that have gone ahead of you, those that have gone ahead of you, with whatever sadaqah and spending and charity they are doing, you will catch them up with this amal. وَتَسْتَقْبِلُونَ بِهِ And then you will go ahead of those that are with you. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا الَّذِي صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ And on tomorrow in Allah's court, no one will be raised with more reward than the one who did the same amal. Only the one who did this amal will reach you in reward. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Today you tell the person after Fard Salah, just sit for 1 minute, he's got no time. Imam makes too long dua, we are upset. It's almost as if there's a siren going off. Run for the entrance of the masjid. We've got no time for nawafil, no time for sunnah, no time for zikr, no time for tilawat of Quran. Yet this is a zakhira that you are being given. This is an opportunity Allah is giving you. Mayna Allahu Akbar, he said, no one tomorrow on the day of judgment will be raised with this kind of reward. And yet, Tasbih Fatimi has gone out of the ummah. Coming back, he said, man salla subha fi jamaatin. A man reads his Fajr Salah in Jamaat, already 90% of the Ummah cancelled. Tell the man, Hajj package, maybe he's a millionaire, maybe he's got enough money. Hajj package, then 5-star Hajj package, A camp, B camp, this camp, that camp. For years we'll save up. For years we'll be prepared to spend. Put the money one side for a 5-day or a 5-week or 6-week Hajj package. Every day at the time of Fajr, that azan that is being called out by the Qasam of my Allah is a call to Hajj. It's a call to Hajj without any package. You don't have to dig into your financial reserves. You don't have to get accreditation also. Make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat now in Jummah. The safs are running right till the back of the masjid. Tomorrow come and cry tears of blood in the same masjid. 3 or 4 safs you'll find. Where is the rest of the ummah? Where is the rest of the ummah till 1-2 o'clock in the morning? What were we doing? We couldn't wake up to come to the masjid for Fajr. My Nabi said, make your Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Thumma jalasa fi musallahu. And then after the Imam makes salam, don't start running. Don't feel that the get out of jail card has come. Some alarm, some fire went off. No, sit in the masjid. Sit in the masjid. Give your time to the masjid. He says a man who makes his Fajr Salah with Jamaat and then remains in the masjid till the sun rises, till the time of Ishraq. What is 2 spear lengths? 15 minutes plus minus after sunrise. Thumma salla rakatain. Then he makes 2 rakat salah. 2 rakat salah. Kana lahu mithlu ajri hajjatin wa umratin. Tamma, my Nabi said, for that one Fajr Salah that you sat in the masjid till the time of Ishraq and made 2 rakats of Salah, you engaged in Amal in the masjid, Zikrullah, whatever it is, whether it was Tablighi, Mashwara, whatever Amal of Deen, you engaged in the masjid till the time of Ishraq and read 2 rakats Salah, Allah will reward you as if you made 1 Hajj and 1 Umrah. Not once in a lifetime, not once in a year, not with accreditation, every day. And so that you don't doubt about it, so that you don't doubt about it, my Nabi 3 times reiterated. He said, Tamma, 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 complete Hajj and Umrah. Complete Hajj and Umrah. Complete Hajj and Umrah every day. Even further, من تطهر في بيته ثم خرج إلى المسجد لأداء صلاة مكتوبة كان له مثل أجر حاج المحرم. My Nabi said, a man who makes his wudu at home, thereafter he comes to the masjid to make his first salah with jamaat. How many times a day? 5 times a day. 5 times a day. Make your wudu at home. Come to the masjid to make your first salah with jamaat. In the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the analogy Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives. He says, فَأَجْرُهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ حَاجِ الْمُحْرِمِ. Allah will reward him as if he tied the ihram in his house and proceeded for hajj. The wudu you made at home to come and make your first salah with jamaat in the masjid, it is as if you tied the ihram of hajj. Such opportunities we have been given. Such opportunities we have been given. Yunus bin Maysara, Ozai rahimullah narrates this. He says, Yunus bin Maysara entered the Qabristan. When he entered the Qabristan, he addressed the Mayyitin. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimin. Antum lana salaf wa nahnu lakum taba'a. Farahiman Allahu wa iyakum. Wa ghafara lana wa iyakum. Faka'anna قَدْ سِرْنَا إِلَى مَا سِرْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Entered the Qabristan. Peace be upon your residents of these graves. You are gone ahead, we are just behind you. May Allah have mercy on you and us. May Allah forgive you and us. And then Yunus bin Maysara says, فَكَأَنَّ قَدْ سِرْنَا. I feel as if I have already reached you, as if I am already in the Qabr. From the grave, Allah returned the souls of certain individuals. They spoke up. They said, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ تُوبَى لَكُمْ يَا أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا حِينَ تَحُجُّونَ فِي الشَّهْرِ أَرْبَعَ مِرَارٍ. They said, peace be upon you also, but people of dunya, O Yunus, there is one integral difference. There is one integral difference between you and I. You feel you have reached us, you haven't yet reached us. Why? You still have an opportunity. What opportunity do you have? You are able to perform Hajj 4 times every month. You are able to perform Hajj 4 times every month. Hajj is once a year. What do they mean? So he says, Ila Ain, what Hajj are you talking about? 4 times every month. Ama ta'alamuna. Don't you know? Anna hudura jumu'atin ta'dilu hajjatan maqbulatan mabrura. Every week on a Friday. Don't you know? From the grave the message is coming. Don't you know that every week on a Friday, coming early, coming with sunnah, coming having fulfilled the etiquettes, come early, make ghusl, apply itar, walk to the masjid if possible, make tabkir, come early for Jummah, sit and fulfill the rites of Jummah. What will Allah give you? Hajjatan mabruratan maqboola. Not just accepted hajj, mabroor accepted hajj reward Allah will give you 4 times every month. 4 times every month we are getting this opportunity. Yet, how many of us, last minute, if you could possibly make it to get the imam to delay it also, we'll get into it. Then we want it over as quickly as possible. Yet, we are throwing away opportunities. The hadith I mentioned in the beginning. Man ghada ila al-masjid la yuridu illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi said, a man went to the masjid for what? Today's terms for ta'aleem, the halaqa of ta'aleem, to learn, to acquire the knowledge of deen. What our elders are saying, give 2.5 hours every day. Give some time daily to the masjid to learn. يَتَعَلَّمَ خَيْرًا. To learn, أو يُعَلِّمَهُ, or to teach deen. To impart the knowledge of deen. To impart the knowledge of deen. Learn something or teach something. My Nabi said, a man left his home to go to the masjid, no other intention except to learn or teach deen. What will Allah give him? How many times do we have this opportunity? Every day. What does my Nabi say? كان له ka ajri hajj. Allah will give him the reward of a haji. Allah will give him the reward of a haji. And then my Nabi does not stop there. He says, taman hajjatuhu. Complete, combined hajj. The greatest reward any haji can get. In other words, everything was fulfilled correctly. Like that, Allah will give you the reward every time you come to the masjid to learn or teach deen. Al-khayru kathir. The opportunities are many. Time has already run short. My respected brothers, let us understand. Reward of hajj, we can't imagine. Every year, everyone making hajj, tamanna should be there. Desire, because when the tamanna is sincere, when the tamanna is sincere, my Nabi said, man tamanna shahada, a man has tamanna to become shaheed. Ballaghahu Allah sidqan. If he is sincere, ballaghahu Allahu manazil ash-shuhada. Tomorrow Allah will raise him with the shuhada. Such is our shariat, such is our deen. When the tamanna is sincere, sahaba couldn't take part in Tabuk, but they were sincere. Quran says, tawallaw wa'ayunuhum tafidhu min ad-dami hazana. They turned back. They couldn't go out in the path of Allah, but tears were pouring down their cheeks. They had sincere tamanna. What did my Nabi say? Ma sirtum masirat, wala qata'tum wadiyan. Inna bil madinati la rijal. O my companions of Tabuk, there are some of your brothers who are in Medina. They were sincere. They wanted to join you. They couldn't join you, but you have not passed by any valley. You haven't passed by any gully. You haven't taken any step. Illa kanu ma'akum ay illa sharakukum fil ajr. But whatever reward Allah is giving you, Allah is giving them also. Even though they are sitting in Medina. Why? Sidq. Sidqun niyyah. Sincere intention. The tamanna should be there. Accreditation or no accreditation. Afford it or can't afford it. Ya Allah, take me. Take me again and again. Have that sincere intention. On that, inshallah, Allah will give you the reward. But what is the proof of the sincerity of the intention? These amal. These opportunities of hajj that Allah is giving you in Durban. These opportunities of hajj every day that Allah is giving you sitting in your home. And greater than that, today, mashallah, we got the money, we want to spend it, hajj, umrah. But there are financial obligations, obligatory obligations that we haven't fulfilled. We ate up somebody's money. We owe somebody something. Our financial affairs are not in order. Ulama say, tarku danik. Mimma yakrahuhu Allah habba ilayya min khamsi mi'ati hajja. Allahu Akbar. They say to give up one penny of haram. To give up one penny of haram is more virtuous than 500 nafil hajj. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah used to say to return one dirham. To return one dirham of somebody's that you ate up is better than spending 600,000 dirham in charity. Why? Because this is obligatory. Many of us have made hajj, farz hajj. Yet the desire is to be there, but sort your financial affairs out. Should not be, hey, look at him, he went for umrah, he owes me money, he did me down. He